Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilburn from What Culture Football.
And I'm Andrew Pollard from What Culture Football.
And we are here with today's football news. And as always, Andrew, it's either Messi or the ongoing global bastard that we can't mention. Otherwise, this video is going to get demonetized. Which one is it today, Andrew?
Well, cue all of the comments coming up now in our comment section under the video. You can mention it. It's like, I don't know if you can.
Nope.
But it's not Lionel Messi, is all I'm saying. Today is kind of a quiet one on the Messi front, apart from some images surfacing of him at training looking incredibly miserable. God bless him.
It was like a hard life. How much is he getting paid a week? It's a really hard life.
I think before tax, it gets on towards a million euros or pounds, I guess euros a week. Ridiculous. But no, it's not Lionel Messi today. It's the other story that's just never going away by the sounds of it. I'm fresh off the back. If you remember last week, there were 6 Paris Saint-Germain players in total that tested positive for the thing, including Neymar and Angel Di Maria. And now another Paris Saint-Germain player has tested positive, and it's Kylian Mbappe, their main man, their star player. Well, him on it, they've got so many star players. But yeah, Mbappe, his testing, of course, didn't take place at Paris Saint-Germain. He's been with the France national team, and it was only then on Monday morning they did a test on all their players. And by the afternoon, it came back that Mbappe was positive, and thus he's been sent home from France duty back to Paris to isolate. Well, that in itself is big news. I mean, Mbappe scored the winner against Sweden over the weekend in their 1-0 game, 1-0 win, and he was due to start on, I think it's tonight. Yeah, tonight against Croatia, France are playing. But yeah, the bigger news from this, the implications that come from it, is that Paris Saint-Germain's opening game of the Ligue 1 season may be postponed. Now, that game is due to take place on Thursday because everything's all over the place at the moment. So it's just like games coming thick and fast, whether it's internationals, whether it's league games, whether it's cup games, whether it's whatever. But yeah, Paris Saint-Germain are due to face Lens on Thursday. But the French governing body there, they've got a rule in place where if you have, I think it's more than 3 positive cases in your squad, then a game is postponed. So it's there's no point stopped or anything like that, because they can be understanding, these footballing bodies at times. But yeah, the moment as it stands, like I said, Paris Saint-Germain had 6 players test positive last week. Now there's Mbappe on top of that. And I don't know, it seems that, yeah, okay, these players are in quarantine, but I don't think they're going to have, I think they're still going to have too many positive tests by the time Thursday runs around. So the game against Lens looks like it's going to be off. Similar to Marseille last week, we're playing Saint-Étienne, and that game was called off because Marseille had 4 positive tests. So yeah, this thing isn't going away.
No, exactly. I mean, as much as you can roll your eyes and complain about footballers, you know, going away on holiday and then exposing themselves to the potential of getting the thing we can't mention, it is the right thing to do this at the end of the day. I think the phrase the new normal has been thrown around quite a lot, and that's what it's going to be like with football games. You're just going to have to be ready at the drop of a hat to find out that this game you may have been looking forward to has been called off for safety reasons. At the end of the day, that's what it is. You don't want to be risking it just in case. And the integrity of the game is shot to pieces if a team are playing another team and they've lost half their squad, unless it's, you know, back in the day when it's like Tottenham West Ham on the final day because of some dodgy food or something.
Yes.
But anyway, let's continue talking about the thing we can't mention, annoyingly, and instead focus on England. A load of reports, a load of speculation over the last few days surrounding Mason Greenwood and Phil Foden. And it has been confirmed that they will not travel to Denmark, or have not travelled to Denmark ahead of England's game against them in the Nations League tonight. The FA's quote launched a full investigation into basically the incident that saw Greenwood and Foden break quarantine rules whilst at the team hotel in Reykjavik on Sunday night. The game for England will still go ahead, of course, tonight. At the end of the day, football's still coming home regardless. And the players have apparently been fined 250,000 Icelandic krona, which works out about £1,360. So they'll probably be all right for breaching these rules. It's going to be paid by themselves, not the FA or their clubs. I saw Phil Foden, I'm no doubt Mason Greenwood have done something similar on social media, apologising for their actions. They're young, it's something stupid, but it's not the end of the world and it's the right thing for everyone to do, I feel like.
I think you take their age into it. Yeah, are they being complete idiots? 100%. Yeah. Is it? I mean, doing this at any sort of time would be probably be frowned upon, let alone with the current global situation and the restrictions in place across the world, and the fact that everybody has to be super vigilant and on top of everything. Well, that, I think that's what they were trying to do, was be on top of everything, to be fair. But yeah, it was a strange one when you saw the story come out yesterday. It's like, They were trying to do what? And then there's a video circulating of a phone conversation between Phil Foden and some I don't know where I can go with this. I'm done.
Bail out.
I'm done. Yeah, it's like, I don't know what class is alleged or what isn't alleged. But yeah, this is the phone conversation doing the rounds on social media. Check it out. And it's like, Phil, you're not doing yourself any favours there. And Mason Greenwood, who's kind of in the background of this phone conversation, just seems all a bit confused by it all. Like, what's happening? Mm. What's happening? But either way, it's not a great look for the players. They're being fined for it all. They've been removed from the England squad. They're travelling back. Well, they probably are back by now in Manchester. And yeah, they're young, they're stupid. Everybody's been young and stupid at times. Yeah. Footballers have a propensity to be young and stupid a lot more than other people sometimes. But that is kind of pass and parcel with the lifestyle they get, and that kind of thrown to fame at such an early age. And yeah, and the downtime and the money. And yeah, it's not the first time we've seen this. It won't be the last. They're very stupid little boys. And do better next time.
Exactly.
Yes. But moving on now to a story that we can talk about that isn't alleged, and there isn't
anything
we can... Yeah, and it's just a follow-on from yesterday, where there's been two confirmed signings for Newcastle United, and also a third one that is about to be done. Now, yesterday we reported that Callum Wilson and Ryan Fraser were about to sign for the Toon, and those deals have gone through. Ryan Fraser, of course, on a free transfer after his Bournemouth contract expired towards the end of last season. And Callum Wilson coming from Bournemouth as well for a fee in the region of £20 million, which is a great signing. I think they're both... Ryan Fraser on a free transfer is great business. Callum Wilson could be great, I think, at Newcastle in the right circumstances. But on top of that, a story we briefly mentioned yesterday is the Jamal Lewis deal. Looks like it's about to be done. Fullback from Norwich is going to be about £15 million, a fee thereabouts. And he was due to play for Northern Ireland last night, but flew back from international duty, withdrew from the squad to go to St. James's Park to finalise this deal and get it over the line. I think it's a bit of a coup for Newcastle, this one, because earlier in the summer, Liverpool were showing some interest in him, and Crystal Palace and Leicester. Obviously, Liverpool and Leicester in particular are teams at the top end of the table, Liverpool the league champions. So, yeah, for Newcastle to win out and sign him up, then I think it's a very good piece of business for them. I think he's only 23 at the moment, so yeah, it's a really good bit of business, I think, for Newcastle. And you look at the signings they made so far with Callum Wilson, with Ryan Fraser, with Jeff Hendrick arriving on a free transfer as well from Burnley, and I think it's therefore really good signings, I think, for Newcastle, and it's something positive at a time when Newcastle fans maybe weren't expecting things to be all that positive.
Yes, exactly. I think great signings, of course. We mentioned this yesterday, Callum Wilson and Ryan Fraser. And really exciting to see someone like Jamal Lewis coming to St James's Park. We'll talk more about it, no doubt, when we preview the season for Newcastle alongside our preview of Manchester United as well, which I believe should be out in the next day or so. So make sure you check that out. And if you want to listen to it as a podcast, if you're out and about, you can do so by searching for What Culture Football wherever you get your podcast from. Let's wrap up with a look at the Nations League results last night. Erling Haaland just showcasing his incredible ability in a 5-1 victory for Norway over Northern Ireland. Go and check out his volley. But before you do any of that, you need to see the team goal that Italy scored against Netherlands last night. They beat them 1-0. Nicolò Barella was the goal scorer. But it is... oh, it's a sight to behold. Go and check that out on the highlights. It was all over Twitter last night. The moment the goal went in that Italy versus Netherlands game, as I said, one goal for Northern Ireland against Norway's five, where Haaland was a star of the show, scoring a brilliant volley and the fifth goal as well, which just the way he hits the ball is wonderful. Scotland beat Czech Republic 2-1. Slight bit of comedy in there. Because Czech Republic, I believe, Scottish fan Andy Murray, not that one, our one, told me that the Czechs had to replace their entire squad and coaching staff after more positive tests of the thing we can't mention. And of course, Scotland went 1-0 down after about 10 minutes in that. But they fought back to win 2-1. Other results, Poland 2, Bosnia-Herzegovina 1, Belarus beating Kazakhstan, Romania 3, Austria 2. That sounds like a great game. Slovakia 1, Israel 1, and Lithuania 1, Albania 0. Of course, as we alluded to, tonight we've got Belgium versus Iceland in England's group, alongside England versus Denmark. There's France, Croatia, Sweden, Portugal is a great game to look out for. But my personal favourite tonight, aside from the England game, because of course they're coming home, San Marino, Liechtenstein.
Yes,
that is the big game.
I think it is. I'm not even joking with that. I think the Nations League is a concept. Part of me thinks it's just kind of over elaborate friendlies, really, isn't it? With there's a dangle of a qualification at the end of it all. But I think that while that's one side of it, the other side of it is that you get to see the supposed minnows of world football. Well, I say supposed, they are the minnows of world football, but everybody loves a San Marino or a Liechtenstein. But they're put into situations where there's games that they can win. And it's a case of, it's not just San Marino against, I don't know, Germany or Portugal or England or whoever, France. It's just, San Marino, it's about teams playing other teams on their same level. And that's like, that's the intriguing prospect of like, San Marino can win one here or Liechtenstein can win a game.
I think the other team in that group, I think there's only three in that. I think it's the bottom of the bottom. I think it's Gibraltar.
It is.
Snatched a 1-0 victory over San Marino. All eyes on that group for me. Go and check that out. But yes, England versus Denmark tonight. Another step towards bringing football home, as I alluded to, next summer. No. I'm just going to keep going with this. You wait till December, Andrew. I've got a Christmas jumper for this and everything.
I've heard about this Christmas jumper. I might have to try and somehow get, I don't know. I don't know what the equivalent would be for me, really. But just to drop in as well, while we're talking about national teams, just a happy birthday to Gary Speed. It would have been his 51st birthday today. Sadly taken far too soon. So yeah. Big love to Speedo.
True legend. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And as I said, subscribe to What Culture Football for daily football podcasts, including those Premier League season previews we'll be putting out over the next few days, looking ahead to all of the teams in the Premier League as we head towards the start of the Premier League season this weekend. Goodness me, it's creeping up on us. And as I said before, if you want any other football content that you'd like to see us be doing, we're doing some fantasy football stuff, but anything else you'd love to see from What Culture Football, stick it in the comments. We'll have a chat. We'll try and do something about it. But for now, let us know your thoughts on Twitter at WhatCultureFC. Watch there, you can follow both of us. Andrew, where can people get you on Twitter?
They can get me at CulturedLeftPeg.
And you can find me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureFC, as I said. But this has been today's football news. My thanks to Andrew Pollard. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.